So if I say, you know, I found this pretty interesting. I don't know if you have any interest, but if I loaned it to you, would you listen? Oh, Success Secrets? Nah, I think that stuff's hokey. I probably wouldn't listen to it. Matter of fact, I think it's a crock. I think all those gurus are just scammers. Oh, okay, then you probably wouldn't have any interest in this. I don't feel bad. That's his opinion. I don't feel bad. Why don't I feel bad? I don't feel bad because I got my beliefs, my six core level beliefs, higher than anybody in this room. And I have my intentions locked in more so than anybody in this room. It has absolutely zero impact on me. And I can guarantee it'll have an impact on all of you if that situation happened. If that guy said that to you, it would have a negative impact and you would feel bad. And when you feel bad, your vibration shifts and changes. And unless you quickly change it, guess what? You're not going to succeed in your business. Nothing's going to work because you're going to be repelling people and stopping the growth of your organization energetically instead of expanding it. So if that happens, quickly listen to an audio, start reading a book, call somebody in your upline, and get the situation changed. Go back to the six pillars of belief, tap, go see a Dr. Mortar best practitioner, do something to start feeling good. Listen to the audios in the Success Mastery course and get your vibration turned around. So you have your prospect. How do you give this to them? It depends on who they are and what your relationship is to them. You can hand it to them or you can mail it to them. Let's talk about another way to hand it to them. It's a coworker. How do you approach a coworker and hand it to them? Oh, I know. You can put it in an envelope, put the note in there, and then put it on their desk when they're not looking. That's not a good idea. This is a missing element. How do you give this to this person? The setup in which you transfer this from you to them is very important. So the transfer is important. It's a coworker. It's a coworker. Get into a conversation. And it could be as simple as this. Hey, Joe, I just finished listening to this CD. It's about success. I don't know if you'd have any interest, but I found it pretty interesting. If I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? Oh, wait a minute, that sounded the same as the other guy. Oh, I twisted it around just to see if I could fool you, but I guess I didn't. It's the same thing. Charlie, I found this pretty interesting. I don't know if you'd have any interest, but if I loaned it to you, would you listen to it? That's how you give it to somebody. It doesn't matter who they are. That means all you have to do is remember one phrase. So here's what I want you to do right now, because you're all looking going, this is great stuff, and you're all going to forget it tomorrow. So you're going to write this phrase down exactly as I said it. And I'm not going to say it again, so you have to do it by memory. Nah, let's see how well you can do it. All right, let me say it again, and just listen. Don't write every word. Listen, because you have to put in your words, but don't change it too much. Okay. Joe, I just finished listening to this and found it rather interesting. I just finished listening to this and found it rather interesting. I just finished listening to this and found it rather interesting. I just finished listening to this and found it rather interesting. I just finished listening to this and I found it rather interesting. Now, by the way, when you hold it up to somebody, what does it say? Success Secrets. So they can see what it says. You don't have to talk that much. Use visuals. Okay? By the way, I hope you all know that every word that comes out of my mouth is a struggle. If you haven't noticed, in the last 2 months, I put some braces on because I was tired of looking at my crooked teeth. And every word is a struggle. And I'm excited to be here, to giving you this seminar this weekend. But it's not the easiest thing I've ever done. I want you to know that. Okay, you're going to be off in a few months, and I'll have smiling, beautiful, straight teeth. I just finished listening to this, and I found it rather interesting. Now, we use something magical, and this magical phrase is a bunch of them I'm going to teach you, and you're going to write them down, and you're going to drill them, and you're going to commit them to memory. This magical phrase is called a release statement.